City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got my boy here, that crusty fuck, Josh. We're going to get to some U.S. chaos. Some of Jersey's finest right there. Now, I'm hearing some gossip and some rumors that maybe U.S. Chaos gonna do a show sometime soon. There's talk. Nothing official. Nothing official.
I would kill to see those guys. If they end up playing around here, you know damn well I'm going to be at that show.
Damn right.
If I'm still in town.
One of the original Jersey punk bands right there. Now, actually, Renee from Blank, she's the guitar player in it now. Her brother, Gary, one of the founding members, and she took over for him after he passed away or whatever.
What, one of my favorite guitar players, by the way. Sorry, Tim.
All right. Yeah, Gary actually taught Renee how to play guitar. So only fitting that she now is the matriarch of the band and also by far the youngest member.
And definitely a matriarch. Emphasize that.
But we started off the show with an old school Jersey band, and that's some of my favorite stuff. So I say we keep up in that theme, and let's do some Niblick Henbane and go away.
We'll be right back.
just leave me alone. Shit, there goes my bell. Why don't they just go? Why don't they just go? Why don't they just go? Just go away. Why don't they just go? Why don't they just go? Why don't they just go away? I want people to just leave me alone.
Niblick Henbane right there. Now, we've had Harpo on the show before. Great time. And he'll probably be on pretty soon again. He's saying he wants to come back. And actually, shout out to Harpo right now. There you go, Harpo. Because the reason why LCJ isn't here, Lower Class Jess, Harpo currently replacing the starter in her car as we record.
Thank you very much, Harpo, for helping out our homegirl.
Our homegirl, LCJ.
And oh, let's not forget about her pinup girl.
Which one?
Sean Johnson.
Ah! Where's that little bitch? I didn't mean to hit the wild card button.
English, motherfucker, do you
damn,
speak
I'm
it?
Fucking up. I meant to hit.
I made a mistake.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Let's just keep hitting random sound drops now. Totally lost my train of thought, but shout out to Harpo. That was it. Now, while that song was playing, Josh was saying that he was on Wikipedia today, just bored at home on his phone, and he couldn't get over how many cover songs Blanks had.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that, and I really never wrapped my head around how many they had, and I think my favorite one is going to be this one
All right.
We're about to play.
So this next one is a Sex Pistols cover, and the album this is coming off of is actually an interviews album, some spoken, like, words and recorded interviews with Sid and John. It was called Sid and John of the Sex Pistols, Outrageous and Outspoken. So this whole album is mostly talking, but Blank 77 and Total Chaos are both on it doing cover songs. We're going to play both of them. We're going to do Blank 77 up first, followed by Total Chaos. Here's the Blanks with Anarchy in the UK.
Destroy a passerby, 'cause I want
Blank 77 covering the Sex Pistols right there. Now, Josh started talking to me about Sid Vicious's death while that song was playing. He was like, what? He died of a heroin overdose, right? And I was like, yeah, yeah, most people know that. But I actually recently saw some documentary. I think it came out in 2017, so like 2 years ago. And according to this documentary, this was new information and a new theory. So I figured we'd talk about it for a second. Now, Sid died of the heroin overdose after he stabbed Nancy, made bail. His mom posted £1 million, or no, it was America, so $1 million or whatever it was, bail, and got him out of jail. He was out for a while. Then one night, Jerry Only of the Misfits in the apartment. Fucking everybody's doing dope. Sid Vicious overdoses, but survives. That's when a bunch of the other people, this is why nobody's really sure what happened, they all left when Sid died the first time. They brought him back, and there's a lot of people say that, like, you know, he was like raped in prison. He didn't do well in prison. He got beat up. You know what I mean? He was famous and he was small and a dope head, skinny, small and a dope head, and was being like taken advantage of. You know what I mean? So he gets out on bail. He overdoses, come back. Everybody leaves. What they say they think happened was similar to the conspiracy theories of Kurt Cobain. Had too much, they say Kurt Cobain had too much heroin in his system to rig up the gun and shoot himself. They're saying that Sid Vicious wasn't capable of shooting himself up a second time, and they think his mother was trying to put him out of his misery because she knew he was going to get life in prison for murdering Nancy. And they're saying, according to this documentary, that his mother basically murdered him after he had overdosed once, shot him up a second time. Because they also said that Sid's mother regularly had to shoot him up. They were saying, like, Jerry Only and stuff like that from the Misfits, when they were there, his mother was the one that had to shoot him up in general. So in order for him to overdose a second time, most likely someone else had to do it, and they say it was his mother trying to put him out of his misery.
Yeah, you know, actually, I would not put that beyond a shadow of a doubt, because I've heard of that before, and I would really hope that people would open up about that, because it's definitely past the statute of limitations at this point, and you're free to talk about it if you've been there. Doug Stanhope did. He did that for his mom, actually. And as soon as he was past the statute of limitations where they couldn't legally touch him, he opened up on stage about it.
Oh, yeah? The comedian.
Yeah.
So he killed his mom? Like a euthanasia or whatever the fuck they called it?
Yeah, she was dying from cancer, some whatever disease, and
assisted
she was in
suicide.
Pain. And the doctors wouldn't do anything for her. She had to die in her bed, and it was going to be a long, painful death, and she wanted to go. So Doug got the pills for her and gave them to her, and he opened up about it on stage and told everybody about it.
Damn, never heard that before.
Yeah, but I'll show you the thing later.
As promised, we're going to get to another Sex Pistols cover. And here's Total Chaos doing 17. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Total Chaos covering the Sex Pistols right there. Now, if you listen to this show, you know the history of Mike Blanks and the Stabs. But before I was in the band, they did a leg of shows, we'll call it, a little mini tour with Total Chaos from California. So why don't we head over to Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band up next? You look like you got something to say.
I was just going to say, I love the acronym of STABS.
Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Now, don't ask me why the apostrophe is there next to the S, because I know it's not supposed to be there. We all know it's not supposed to be there, but it's there anyway.
I know why it's there. It's there because it makes kind of sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's because there's more than one person in the band.
Yeah, but you could just have a lowercase s. The apostrophe shows ownership. It's like that's Josh's hat.
We'll get into grammar later. But I think they were trying to say that there's more than one person in the band, but it doesn't make sense coming after an acronym. But punk rock never has to make complete sense.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of sense.
Exactly. I mean, when you're spelling STABS wrong, who really cares, right? But anyway, we're going to get to a song here. It's the first one off the album, starting them off young. It's called Not Gonna Let 'Em, but the intro is a little tribute to the Sex Pistols in the key of A instead of whatever key it's normally in. But yeah, this intro is definitely the Sex Pistols, but the song is not. And while we're talking about the STABS, why don't we tell you guys can catch Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, as well as Blank 77, Anti-Citizen, The Parasitics, and Despised New Jersey, June 22nd at the Jacksonian in Nazareth on the Pogo City Radio Stage.
My favorite stage.
There you go. There you go. All right, here's the Sex Pistols. Here's the STABS with Not Gonna Let Them. All right, that was Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. You can get that entire album on Spotify, iTunes, all that good shit. Just type in S-D-A-B-S. There's also a clickable link in the About section of this podcast. Now, Josh wanted me to bring up our buddy Gabe.
Gabe Zander.
Now, Gabe could be another, like, Josh brother. I was going to say your last name, but then I decided not to. Like, you, Zach, when he's sane, you, Zach, and Gabe are when kind of sane. All, yeah, you're all kind of the same person. You're all, like, these like Native American wilderness hippies. Like, you're like the
Did
hippies.
You just call me a hippie?
Yes. You're not a hippie in the sense of like wearing Birkenstocks and shit like that. But you're like one of those like traditional like Native American styles. Like, Josh likes to live in the woods and like wants to like hunt to survive. He doesn't want to kill animals for the sport per se. He wants to kill an animal and live off his sustenance and turn its bones into some weapon and use its cartilage for something else. And I don't know, because I don't know how to do any of this stuff. But these weird motherfuckers will seriously just be like, you know what? I'm going to go on the Appalachian Trail and live there for 3 months with nothing. All three of you. You're all fucking crazy.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're all in the punk rock.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, what do you want?
The mountain punks, as Gabe would call you. Gabe Zander and the mountain punks.
Oh, goddamn. Maybe I have to start a band with Gabe.
To be honest, though, I'm pretty sure that's what they're billed as when Gabe does his cover song on the Wretched Ones tribute, which, by the way, that song not available on the vinyl. It's only available on the digital download. So if you have the digital download and you've heard Gabe do the country version of the Wretched Ones' Why Do You Lie, the people backing him up on that track...
All aboard!
Fucking Chad and Tim from Blank 77. My phone is blowing up. Let's get to some fucking Oi Scouts. Here's Revolution.
I'm not solution.
The Oi Scouts. So the Oi Scouts going on their final tour. Still going to be doing shows, but their final tour. I think Josh has got some of the info about it.
Yeah, they're kicking off their tour on June 28th in L.A.
Pre-sale tickets just went out. Corrupted Youth, The Void.
Yeah, and then they're moving down to Texas out from there, playing a couple shows in L.A. beforehand. Arizona, Texas, then they're going a little bit to the east, going to Indiana, then they're going back to California after a couple of shows, and most of their shows are basically going up the coast in California.
Yeah, so it's the end of July, or end of June, early July. All you West Coast people, Texas, look out for the Oi Scouts on tour with Corrupted Youth, The Void playing a I know at least the L.A. date. I don't know how long they're playing with them. Corrupted Youth and the Oi Scouts are the full tour. And there's some other, I think they're playing with Total Chaos for a couple nights, The Void for a couple nights. So look out on the Oi Scouts Facebook and their Instagram. And Matt, the guitar player, that's where you can find most of the information you need about the Oi Scouts from Matt's Instagram. I'd say that's the best way to get a hold of them.
And I've seen these guys live a couple of times, and they are fucking amazing.
Absolutely. Now, they got a brand new singer from SoCal, hasn't done a show yet. I forget his name. Our girl Marley knows him, but that's how they got plugged in with him, actually. Marley set them up. I was like, Gabe, you got a drummer in Canada and a singer in California and two members in Jersey. I don't think that works out, except the drummer's not in Canada anymore. They now have Sal is gone, and they now have the drummer from Who Killed Spiky Jacket, and that's the last time we will bring up Who Killed Spiky Jacket on this podcast, but yeah, there you go. So what should we get to next? Now, every single band we have played, with the exception of Total Chaos, who is from California, has been from New Jersey tonight, that being the Stabs, Blanks, Niblick, fucking U.S. Chaos. I think we've only played bands from Jersey with the exception of Total Chaos.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how it should go. And let's keep that going. And that means it's time to hit up the motherfucking Wretched Ones. Now, the real question is which one of their songs does Andrew feel like hearing? Let's see. Not Off, Less is More. One of my all-time favorites. This song is going to get me a speeding ticket because as soon as I hear that bass and snare hit, I start driving fucking 95 instantly. Here's the Wretched Ones with Bottles and Cans. Riggity,
shower, I lie down and I have a nap. I wake up and I suck down dinner. Get ready cause I'm playing tonight. Go outside and load the van. It's running bad, I don't know why. Come in and watch a little TV. Boy, my throat's getting really dry. Get to the club, it's time to load in. Put our stuff off to the side. Belly up to the bar now. Who knows how many I'll buy. Loud, I'm having fun, just drinking with the boys. Work again tomorrow. Tonight we're gonna make some noise. We like bottles, we like cans. Frosted mugs, we're drinking bad. We like bottles, we like cans. Frosty mugs, we're drinking bad.
like bottles, we like cans, frosted mugs. We're a motherfucking drinking band. Andrew Bedlam here with that crusty fuck Josh on Radio. Now, we told you about the June 22nd date with the Pogo Crew. That's Blank 77, Mike Blanks, and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Despise New Jersey, Parasitics, and Anti-Citizen. We got a couple more shows coming up at the Jax. One of them, July 20th. Right now, it is the Executors from Jersey. We love the Executors over here. We know they listen to the show. They hooked us up with some free gear. We love them motherfuckers. It'll be their first time gracing the Pogo stage. They will be joined by a new band, one of Brock's bands, the rhythm guitarist from the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. I forget the name of them. It's a new band. It'll be the first show. Come check them out. Now, we also have an unconfirmed headliner for July 20th. I can't tell you who it is because it's not confirmed.
It's Justin Bieber.
But they're definitely interested because they hit me up about the show. So hopefully we'll see if we get some Jersey legends July 20th at the Jax. August 17th at the Jax, we got two more open spots on this bill. As of now, we got the South Class Veterans and we have Sewage NYC and Spike Polite. So that'll be a good time. Like I said, two more bands gonna be announced to that show. And then September 4th, really excited to tell you guys, yours truly playing with the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, joining the stage with the Vibrators, UK legends. That's going down September 4th.
Isn't that somebody's birthday?
That is mine, yours truly, good old Andrew Bedlam's 32nd birthday. Be there. Always cheap drinks at the Jacksonian. Now, normally, the Jacksonian, a members-only club, so they get them really cheap drinks. Like, you're talking like $2, $2.50 mixed drinks. But see, when we're there, when the Pogo Crew's there, you guys pay a little cover charge. You come in, you see the show, and then you get to take advantage of all those members' drink prices. So have fun getting shit-faced. Give yourself some extra money to blow on merchandise. Come to the Jacks and have a motherfucking party.
And Josh, you get to see the awesome fucking bands that are going to be playing on top of cheap ass drinks.
Damn right.
Like, I don't think you can get drunker for that much money at the liquor store.
You cannot. I don't understand. It's because of the dues and shit. But I don't understand how they even turn a profit. But like I said, the Vibrators coming back to the area and going to be playing with the Stabs September 4th. At the Jacksonian. That is a Wednesday. Try and make it out. But if you can't, you guys can drive down 78. Drive east on 78. Get over to Newark that weekend and catch Blank 77 playing with the Vibrators at QXT across the street from the Presidential Center downtown Newark. So why don't we get to the Vibrators up next? I want to hear one of my favorites. I'm looking for it here. I want to hear Judy Says She's Gonna Knock You in the Head, but I cannot find it. Here it is. The Vibrators up next on Pogo City Radio.
Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. She's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you might not be. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot. You're out to heaven with a bank salon. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Don't you worry about me, baby. Don't you worry. Your money's safe for me, well it will be alright, alright. Oh. We'll be right back.
you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight.
The Vibrators. Catch them September 4th in Nazareth with the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band at the Jacksonian. You guys won't want to miss that. Now, our next song here. Now, the Exploited actually cover the Vibrators, and they named a whole album after it. The Troops of Tomorrow, of course, originally done by the Vibrators. But I got to be honest, that's one of my least favorite songs by the Exploited. And I'm not going to fucking play it. But that little thing there gave me the thought to play the Exploited. So instead, we're going to play one of my favorite songs by them, and we're going to dedicate it to one of my long-lost ex-girlfriends. This one's for Sarah, the Exploited with Mucky Pup.
I'm a real humdinger, I'm a mucky pup. I'm a mucky pup, 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 I'm a pup. Ow, don't take drugs are given. Blew up, bastard people. I'm a mucky pup. I'm a mucky pup, 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 I'm a pup. Fine, Joe. Hit you up, let my knuckles go point point. I'm a mucky pup. 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 I'm a pup. Ah, 9 o'clock noses. Son of triple, a bleeding lover. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. She's a back taste. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. She's a back taste. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic. Agile Arabic.
The Exploited right there, Pogo City Radio. Now, up next, we're going to get to something we call the Pogo City
Wild Card, bitches!
Yeah! That's right, the Pogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format. Now, sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's hair metal, and sometimes
it's R&B.
It's Bismarckie!
Bismarckie R&B!
All right, so we're going to get to the Pogo City Wild Card for all you motherfuckers in Newark, New Jersey. Here, my mistake, Newark, for all you motherfuckers in Newark, New Jersey, where this video was filmed. Here's Bismarckie with Just a Friend.
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a
friend. Some Bismarck here on Pogo City Radio. Let's get back over with the punk rock. Some legends. One of my favorites, the Dead Boys with Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth. That song's from my buddy Joshy Poo right there. Everyone knows he's been caught with the meat in his mouth. Why do you think he's on this show in the first place?
That's what she said.
She said you were caught with the meat in your mouth as well.
I was calling you a she.
All right. Now, a quick thing, right? I was just talking to Josh, And he was like, wait, the Dead Boys, they don't play shows anymore. I was like, yeah, dude, they got a new singer, Cheetah Chrome, Johnny Blitz, the originals. You know what I mean? Johnny Blitz on drums, Cheetah Chrome writing most of the songs, and on guitar, the two guys from Rocket to the Tombs, the band that started the Dead Boys with Frankenstein in the middle. Let's not forget about that. But yeah, back at it. You know what I mean? I've seen them twice. I love it. Now, just to be honest, there's a lot of people bitching. A lot of people see... The singer they got, I've seen Cheetah in interviews. I can't think of the guy's name. The singer that they got, he loves him. He said it was perfect. As soon as he walked into the room, he knew it was the right guy. It's because he looks like Stiv. And a lot of people are bitching about that. Me personally, I thought it was awesome. I don't care at all. But people are saying, no, he's basically an impressionist. And I'm like, oh, after they said that, I'm like, that's kind of true. He moves the same way on the stage. He has the same stage presence. But see, I love Stiv's stage presence. So I'm totally fine with this guy adopting it.
Yeah, like you were telling me that he rolls around and stuff just like...
On the floor, yeah. wrapped up in the mic cord. Like, that's the Dead Boys. And I think, according to Cheetah, that's really what he liked. And I like it, too. Other people think it's phony, but I think it's badass. I don't give a shit.
I think that's what gives the show energy, to be
exactly,
honest.
Exactly.
That's what gets the crowd like, going, and that's what made... Like, I mean, it's energy.
It's not
that's
his fault Stiv's one of the best... Energy. It's not his fault Stiv's one of the best front men. You know what I mean? Like, if I was fronting for a band, I'd look like Mike Blanks one way or another. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I like it and I don't mind. And if you are in NYC where they play all the time, check out the new Dead Boys. They also did a little tour a couple months back, but yeah, I've seen them a couple times with the new singer and it's fucking awesome.
I want to hear music. I like it.
Yeah. I want to hear some slutty rock and roll. And the first best band to do that with is the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band, but we've already played them. So the next one would have to be G.G. Allin and the motherfucking Cedar Street Sluts.
We were actually talking about a shirt that I used to have. Cough, cough, somebody, if you're listening to the show. With G.G. Allin with the sitting doggy style with the microphone sticking out of his ass.
Yeah, and what that is, I was telling Josh, I actually had the record. That's actually the logo for Public Animal Number 1, which is one of the only places you can find the studio version of Drink, Fight, and Fuck. Most people have only ever heard the one that starts off like...
How many people out there like to drink?
Where that's the first line and it's live. There is a studio version of that song. It's on Public Animal Number 1. It was a 7-inch record I used to have, and it didn't have a cover. It just came in a white sleeve, and the label on the record was basically the cover, and it was a picture. It was a blue label, black outline, a GG half dog getting a microphone shoved up his ass for a tail. So
yeah.
Josh used to have the shirt.
Doggy style with the tail.
All right, so let's get to Tammy Tits and G.G. Allin with Sluts in the City.
So we're gonna die young, 'cause we're tough. Down, down, all around. On Cedar Street,
Gigi Allen and the Cedar Street Sluts. Yeah. Not that. All right. So Gigi Allen and the Cedar Street Sluts right there. Andrew and Josh going to be getting out of here. We got some more members of the crew on the way. That Sandy bitch, Sean, I know for sure is coming.
I like to think of him as Sandy from SpongeBob and SquarePants.
I took a picture of a giant mound of sand that I work with, and I posted it on Facebook a while back, and I said, Sean, how did all this sand possibly fall out of your vagina? All right, but we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for sticking around to the end. Got to remind you guys to hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Get a hold of the Stabs at the SDABS. That's THESDABS for all you stupid motherfuckers out there. And yeah, come out to the shows and shit. June 22nd. All of these going down at the Jacks. July 20th, August 17th, and September 4th, the Stabs with the Vibrators. We'll catch you guys next time, leaving you with Grievance Bodily Harm. GBH, that is, with Bell and Bop.
from there.
Oh, I wish I had a Willy that I pop every night. I wish I had a Willy that I pop every night. I wish I had a Willy that I pop every night. I wish I had a Willy that I pop every night.
Party's over.